Good evening.
Good evening. Malka.
Malka, you're the first to arrive.
Okay.
So we'll wait. Hopefully somebody else will arrive, unless you want to start now.
No, sir, we'll wait.
Okay. Did you enjoy the class today?
Yes, sir. Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin with L'shem Yichud, followed by the study for Pasuk 374 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's section 34 in the Parasha of Lech Lecha. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrich Hu Ishkinte Bit Hiluur Himu Ut Hilu Ut Hiluur Kibu. Kweyakta L'shem Yud He Bovavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Elohinu alenu maasei adenu kanunei alenu maasei adenu kanunei. Pasuk 374. Wakal nimusin dilela veleoya la ishtekahu ela palgut leoya mamash. Mena lan me Avraham, iki vayech alek, alehem laila, b'mitzrayim vayehu, vayehi b'achatzi, alaila, uvatrin sagin, yoraita hake. Ishtakach David Hawayada. The translation, and all the pathways of above, namely the ways by which Bina sweetens the Nukva, only occur exactly at midnight. How do we know this? We know this from the verse about Abraham, and he divided himself against them by night. But in Egypt it is written, and it came to pass at midnight, because the Nukva was then sweetened by Bina, and her light was revealed. And David knew of this, which is why he said midnight. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. A spiritual law is explained in this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts.
How did they know that was a spiritual law back in biblical times? How did Abraham come to know that? Is that through other tzaddikins, teachers?
In biblical times, the people, the generation, was higher spiritually than we are today. we fall, each generation is lower spiritually than the nation, the generation before them. So because they were higher in their meditations, they were able, Hashem was speaking to them. They were able to follow the spiritual laws and become aware of them. There is a one-to-one relationship between natural laws and spiritual laws. So we can see the spiritual law here. That's why I can make the statement that there is a spiritual law being explained in the Pasuk. The question is, what is that spiritual law? And it's that the only time that Bina sweetens the Nukva is exactly at midnight, not at other times of the day.
That's understandable. Because Nukva doesn't have any lights on.
Say again?
Well, that's kind of understandable. Because Malkut or the Nukva doesn't have light of its own, so
correct.
They come down His mercy.
And then
okay.
Chesed comes into the universe exactly at midnight. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
defeat the Gibul Ra until the sun sets. I mean, excuse me, the sun rises. But the energy of the morning hours is very very pleasant. It's because the chesed has sweetened the judgment. Because nighttime is a time of judgment.
Why? Yeah, and you can certainly see that, which I don't go out much late at night, but when I have to, you can see all of strange things that go on, you know. You can just feel that energy of judgment.
Yes.
The energy certainly changes.
Absolutely. And you, as you say, you feel it. You know, if you're energy sensitive, you feel that energy changing.
Right.
Should I go on, or should we stay with this one?
You can go on, Brandy. What do you think?
Sorry,
she's muted.
Yeah, go on. That's good, Malcolm.
Okay. Verse 375. Unahawayada elahake amar sava de malchuta delay the hayatalia the alda. Taim bahio. Shata we amar shirata uhake karye the kuchabrihu tatsot laila mamash akum lehodot lefad gomer de hakol dinim talyan hemehaka bedinim de malkuta. Me hakiaka mishtachin akum lehodo lecha wegomer teha kol dinin talyan me haka bedinin the malkuta me haka mishtachin. Behahio shata itkatir ba David, the kam yamar shirata Ata Rabbi Abba Unshakeya Amar Lo Vadai Haki Akehu Barich Rachamana Dishadrani Aka. The translation. And he asked, how did David know of this? And he answered, so said my grandfather, because his kingdom of David depended on this, on the illumination of the Mochin of midnight. David therefore rose at midnight and chanted songs, and so he actually called the Holy One, blessed be he, midnight. He also said, I will rise to give thanks to you. Then at that hour, all judgments stem from here, meaning only from the Nukva, which is sweetened at midnight, as the judgments of the world below have already disappeared. So the judgments of Malchut are derived only from here, and not from its unsweetened aspect. Therefore, at that hour, David attached himself to it, and rose up to chant songs. Rabbi Abba went forward and kissed him. He said, it is assuredly so. Blessed be the merciful one who has brought me here. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. King David's kingdom is also the middle of the middle or the chatzot, in the frame of land, or perhaps in the frame of worlds.
Yeah, center of creation.
Say again?
Is it the center of creation?
Yes.
And David's grandfather, it was, tell me again who that was.
Well, David's grandfather's, it was not David's grandfather, it was the person making the statement.
That they met
on the road, that they met at the inn, who told them how to get up at midnight for sure, to know exactly when midnight is.
Okay.
That person's grandfather is what informed him.
Okay.
But the question that was being asked is, how did David know to get up at midnight? What made him get up at midnight? What was so important that he got out of bed?
Didn't his harp play at midnight to wake him up?
What's your question, Brandy?
I said, didn't he have a harp, H-A-R-P, harp, like a musical instrument that played at midnight, and it woke him up?
He had a guitar-style instrument with seven or eight strings that was hanging on his wall, and the north wind would cause it to start playing, and that's how he knew to get up right at midnight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But here the verse is giving us other reasons.
Less judgment.
Say again, Brandy.
That judgment was lesser at midnight.
Correct.
Than it was during the day. So maybe he could feel that energy.
That's correct. But the question that we would have to ask, we feel changes of energy, but we only do so when we're awake. We don't feel it at night. We don't feel it when we're sleeping. So how did King David feel the difference of the energy while he was awake?
because he was more spiritual. He had more of that than our generation does.
Yeah, that is one answer that the sages put forward.
Well, he also studied the scrolls. Didn't he have to keep a Torah with him at all times? And I would think that the previous... sages, the writings, he could also learn from that, right?
That's correct. He has to write, as being king of Israel, you have to write two scrolls. One that you listen to when you're speaking about the community, and one was one would occur. The king kept two scrolls, so one he had to keep with him at all times. So he was constantly reminded that his worth belongs from someone who was here.
Right. And then he was also close to a shepherd. He shepherded, you know, at night. He shepherded. So he had
a very close... Yes. It's exactly correct, Malcolm. But King David was a chariot for Malchut, so he was aware of the changes of energies quite on a literal level.
Mm-hmm.
Just as as the Mashiach will be aware of those changes of energy.
So he is Malkut. He is Malkut, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's something else we're supposed to know?
I'm sorry, is there something else in the verse?
Yeah, that we're supposed to be aware of.
Well, David refers to Hashem with the name Midnight. The name Midnight is Chatzot. So, you know, the question we would ask is, why did he call God Midnight? Why is he giving that name to God?
Chatzot
means the middle.
Okay.
And he's saying that Hashem, by his nature, is always in the middle, always the middle of the way.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. The 12 hours, the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, but doesn't that, because he's balanced between Chesed and Gevurah, mercy and judgment.
Who's balanced?
God.
Well, Hashem is Tiferet, which is the balance point. It's the balance point between the upper Keter and the lower Malchut. It's the balance point between the right column and the left column.
Light and dark.
But it takes somebody on the caliber of King David to recommend that.
Right. Well, I think he just had all the spiritual energy brought upon him because he was so connected as a shepherd in the field that he saw all of the amazing energies go through from you know, midnight to today, most of his young life.
Right.
So I think he just had the great sense of knowing and looking and asking and awareness of...
That's correct. We don't know that he had the innate sense, but we do know that he paid attention to it.
Right, so, he had the experience. Just as Abraham did, you know?
Yes.
And we can all have that sense. We can all have that sense of knowing. We just stop and pay attention of creation.
We're about out of time, so I'm going to not go on right now.
Okay.
You both have a good evening. Our 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class.
All right. Thank you, Hanna.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.